In this year's harvest season, farmers produced maize after the government provided them with subsidies, including fertilizers, seeds, and chemicals. Under the scheme, the government subsidized what the farmers needed to plant maize. In return, the farmers give part of their harvest to the government. Across town, farmers are busy delivering their maize to the auction floors. One of them is Diamond Kamu Square.
Tobacco farming is life these days. Even from way, way back, I would say, long back white commercial farmers would do the same. They would prosper more if they farm tobacco as compared to maize. I am also into soybean farming as it makes me meet my labor costs. This year, I do not think there is a problem. I had good rains in my area, so got good yield of both soybean and tobacco.
Zimbabwe's buying maize price is set at $390 per metric ton, the highest in the world, according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. But Paul Zakaria, the executive director of the Zimbabwe Farmers Union, says it is not attractive by comparison to cash crops. He exports mainly peas from his plot.
Agriculture is business. If you look at it from a social point of view, this is where you talk about food security. But if you look at it from a business angle, then you would also want to think about entrepreneurship, relating with markets and all that. So cash crop is all about making the money.
I asked him what can be done to bring people back to maize farming.
They are motivated by money. If you have the right package in terms of your inputs and outputs markets, and you have the right levels in terms of pitching your prices, then the returns are the ones that then attract a farmer to make the right decision to either go for maize production or to shun maize production.
Zakaria says that it is cheaper for Zimbabwe to import maize for consumption rather than producing it. That means farmers will continue sticking to cash crops, which means food insecurity issues will remain in Zimbabwe unless it is addressed by the government. Columbus Mavunga for RFI in Harare.